The number of women who notch first ascents of mountain peaks is growing, and a group of young women in Alaska are contributing to that change. Last month, an all-female group of mountaineers flew high into the mountains of Wrangell St. Elias. After 9 days, they claimed 2 first ascents of unnamed peaks. Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins has more on the group looking to grow a community of women in the mountains.
In mid-April, a plane dropped 8 women off on the southeast fork of the Chisana Glacier. That's way out in eastern interior Alaska, between McCarthy and Nabesna.
Beautiful, balmy weather, bluebirds, sunny skies.
That's from a video taken during a windstorm in the mountains. The comment about the nice weather is sarcastic. The wind actually got pretty intense, and temperatures likely dipped below 0 at times.
We discovered that the storm trends was like 3 days storming and then about 1 day clear skies.
That's climber Katie McCaffrey. She's 24 and grew up in Nome and Fairbanks. She says because of the weather, the team was limited in the number of days they could actually spend climbing.
We only had about 3 days on our trip to get out of camp and try and summit things.
This team was entirely women, including Mary Giannotti. She's 27 and originally from Juneau. A few years ago, Giannotti reached out to some of her female mountaineering friends. And in 2018, they attempted a ski trip on the Stikine ice field.
And I just never get the opportunity to really just be with women. Usually it's just you and like a sea of dudes. And I just was like, man, it'd be really nice to just have that experience and see what that was like.
There were several obstacles that prevented them from completing the Stikine expedition, but the group solidified. They go by the name Alaska Mountain Women, and this year they took on the Wrangells, claiming first ascents on 2 peaks, both just under 10,000 feet.
We knew for sure we were the first all-female first ascents, but then it was pretty powerful to come to the realization that it was like first ascents.
Finding out whether a certain peak has already been climbed is kind of tricky sometimes. Giannotti says the team did a lot of research, looking at trip reports, determining what's been surveyed, and which peaks are named. Steve Groon is somewhat of an Alaska mountaineering historian. He's currently the editor of the Alaska Mountaineering Club's newsletter, Scree. And for more than 20 years, he's been documenting the earliest recorded ascents of as many peaks in Alaska as he can. Groon says he doesn't keep track of every single peak in Alaska, so he says it is hard for him to definitively say that these were first ascents, but he doesn't have a record of anyone visiting these summits before. What Groon does know is that historically, this area has not been well climbed.
This is not a popular area, so it's intriguing that they went in there. You know, they were probably, I think, maybe the third or fourth party I know of in that area in recorded history, so it's pretty virgin territory.
Giannotti and McCaffrey want to continue to make the outdoors more accessible for female climbers. McCaffrey says that's a big part of what these trips are all about.
This trip, this ongoing team effort, is an effort to try and engage more women in the outdoors and share with the community that it's possible for us to do these trips.
And it is more than just the physical act of climbing. Giannotti says trips like this one demand kindness, selflessness, a healthy lifestyle, and a tolerance for some level of suffering. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.